Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 25th, Thankful Tuesday. I hope that some of you are getting a good break. That's something to be thankful for. I also want us to focus in today on being thankful for the greatest gift, God Himself. Today in the Old Testament, we're reading about Josiah and the reform that came about in Josiah's time as king. Josiah is interesting because, as it says in 2 Kings 22 and verse 1, he was 8 years old when he became king. And then he reigned in Jerusalem, which is the southern kingdom, for 31 years. The way I remember the northern kingdom versus the southern kingdom, the northern kingdom is recognized as Israel, and the southern kingdom is known as Judah, which starts with a J. Since I is before J in the alphabet, I want to put I on top, and so that's the northern kingdom. I have probably utterly confused you, but that's how I keep it in mind. I on top, northern kingdom, Israel. Southern kingdom, J on bottom, Jerusalem and Judah. Okay, Josiah was the king of Judah, the southern kingdom, you got it, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. There weren't many kings who got it right, but it seems like Josiah mostly did. In fact, in verse 2 of chapter 22, it says he followed completely the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. Today's reading is verses 8 through 15 in this same chapter. Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord." He gave it to Shaphan, who read it. Then Shaphan the secretary went to the king and reported to him, "Your officials have paid out the money that was in the temple of the Lord and have entrusted it to the workers and supervisors at the temple." Then Shaphan the secretary informed the king, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a book." And Shaphan read it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his robes. He gave these orders to Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam son of Shaphan, Achbor son of Micaiah, Shaphan the secretary, and Isaiah the king's attendant. "Go and inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, about what is written in the book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that burns against us, because those who have gone before us have not obeyed the words of this book. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written there concerning us." Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, Achbor, Shaphan, and Isaiah went to speak to the prophet Huldah, who was the wife of Shallum, son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. She lived in Jerusalem, in the new quarter. She said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the man who sent you to me, this is what the Lord says. I am going to bring disaster on this place and its people, according to everything written in the book the king of Judah has read. Because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods and aroused my anger by all the idols their hands have made, my anger will burn against this place and will not be quenched. Tell the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the words you heard. Because your heart was responsive, and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I had spoken against the place and its people, that they would become a curse and be laid waste, and because you tore your robes and wept in my presence, I also have heard you, declares the Lord. Therefore, I will gather you to your ancestors, and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I'm going to bring on this place. So they took her answer back to the king. If you're reading along in your Bible with the Project 119 guide beside you, you probably realized I read more than I was supposed to, but if we stopped at verse 15, it was quite the cliffhanger. We had to read on to hear about how God responded to the heart of a humble servant. Let's read again verse 19. Because your heart was responsive, and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke against this place and its people, and because you tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you. The Lord accepts a humble and repentant heart. Another thing that stood out to me in this passage was the name Micaiah. It's not a very common name, but we have a Micaiah on staff here at Mount Brook Baptist, our associate minister of music. And so, Lord, we pray for Micaiah today that you would be a blessing to her. You would help her as she seeks you. Let's turn on over to Matthew chapter 25. We're going to read verses 31 through 46. This is the story of the sheep and the goats. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. And now our reading from Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 and 7. "Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among his great men. It is better for him to say to you, 'Come up here,' than for him to humiliate you before his nobles." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. The word for the day is humble ourselves. I guess that's two words, isn't it? Josiah humbled himself. He tore his robes and he recognized that they had not been living in accord with what the word of God said. The sheep in Matthew 25 humble themselves and they provide for the needs of others, knowing that their great shepherd will provide all of their needs. And then here in the book of Proverbs, we remember we don't need to exalt ourselves. Rather, we just need to humbly come before the Lord, and He will be the one to do His work in us. Today is Thankful Tuesday, as I mentioned earlier. Usually we think on a person, a place, a thing, and an attribute of God. But I really want to hone in today just on how great a gift it is that we can have relationship with God. But before we do, let's go over our memory verse today, John chapter 4 and verse 14. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Will you pray with me? Father, help us to come to the well that never runs dry. We do thank you, Lord, for you are the greatest gift that we can receive. Relationship with you, the Almighty. Sometimes it is hard for us to understand what you're doing in our midst, Lord, but we just want to humble ourselves and remind ourselves that we on this earth will not know everything that you're about and that you're doing. Forgive us for the many times that we do not focus in on you as the gift. Help us to never displace you from your rightful throne and love the gifts more than the giver. Today, wherever this message finds my brothers and sisters, would your Holy Spirit meet us and remind us that you love us and you call us to humble service in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.